So in having to pay out that extra money, excuse me, I think a lot of people are gonna be forced to look at a school that may have a not as good of a reputation. You know, that's one of my, that was just one of my concerns. That added 3% is gonna make a lot of difference in a case like that. You know, there's several students that I know personally that are gonna do 2-year programs within the state and then have to go elsewhere within the state, which means that they're gonna have to borrow money from the state to go. They're gonna go out of state and have to find another way to have more money to go, which means that they have to pay back the state of Alaska and then they have to pay back somebody else. And those are just concerns that I came up with just in listening. And you know, what do we do about it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. You know, as students, what do we do? You know, what are we supposed to do? And not necessarily is it going to affect the college people, but I really, really feel sorry for the high school people because they're the ones that are gonna suffer the most.
Yeah, Senator Joseph, thank you. I think we really need to keep our perspective a little bit too, David, and that Dr. Rundberg can correct me, but I think of all of the student groups in the free world, Alaskans probably have the best source of financial assistance anywhere. I mean, we mustn't lose sight of that. There are problems, but you are much more fortunate than if you lived in Pennsylvania or Texas or any other state or nation, probably, in terms of higher education. And the second thing I'd say, I mean, I've always been a supporter of the program, but frankly, I think it probably has led to people not being good consumers, not being careful consumers about price. Every year, I think U.S. News puts out a list of inexpensive but fine universities that people ought to think about, or scholarship programs that are available that people don't apply for because they don't need to. I mentioned my own son. I have a son who wants to go to law school too, and he told me that he wanted to apply to my school, which was Catholic University in Washington, D.C., and he was also advised that for what he is interested in, which is environmental law, the University of Oregon Law School is a good place to go too. And I asked him, what's the difference in cost? Well, he hadn't thought about that. And in fact, there's a tremendous difference in cost. It's about a $10,000 difference in tuition. And I mildly, meekly suggested to him that maybe that ought to be part of his weighing process as to which one would be a better place for him to go. But I think that, you know, during the impeachment hearings, we had Professor Rotunda here from the University of Illinois Law School at Champaign-Urbana Law School, who's an authority in certain fields, constitutional law. He was one of Sam Dash's team. I checked and found out that the non-resident tuition at that law school is about $2,600 a year. I don't think it's unhealthy, really, if students start to look at that. And I think there are opportunities, excellent schools at modest costs.
We have to do some really wrestling with this. I think obviously you're prepared to do that. But one of the things that I think we're going to have to say to those people in the program is if we don't do something, all of those people that can't get in the program because we don't have enough dollars are going to be injured 100%, totally. And there's no way under the present system that I can see that you can really prorate it effectively, because it goes beyond the statutory authority that Dr. Romsberg has. We have a lot of programs, or some of the entitlement programs, that we can prorate. We can say, okay, we have a problem, so everybody's gonna get 97% or 95% or so on. But just the way the whole flow goes, it's impossible to do that. So
we even had to do that in education.
Yeah, what we really say at the end is you don't have any chance at all. But maybe you're one of those that the program starts later on. So we really have done a disservice totally to some people out there. And we're kidding ourselves if we think we're gonna go from 61 to $83 million a year. We're just not gonna do it. There's nothing that says oil prices and the amount of oil in the pipeline is gonna be there. So I would like to see us, I was tremendously impressed, Senator Fahrenkamp, with the students that came down in the student government this time, they were having a lot of thoughtful discussion. I have here, just to give, and I don't know if everybody's gotten this, I have just this many comms that have come in, you know, in support of no changes, but I would like to really engender some real discussion with those young people. They're bright and they're motivated, and let's help them become part of our solution. I'd like to get them involved in some discussion. We have a problem, and I think it's been very well laid out.
We have asked them for a representative serve as we work on this.
I think that's just great, because there's some bright talent out there, and we have a problem.
David, did you like to add anything else, or shall I quickly call on?
Just real quick, I just want to comment. Yes, I realize that there is a problem, and, mm-hmm. and that's a definite. I think maybe looking at it from a different areas, could be the outcome. That's what we're trying to do right now.
Yeah.
That's what, we're in attempt to try to come up with different alternatives, and that's our big push for right now.
Good.
So we do.
Hurry
we
up, we need them.
Okay.
Thank you, David.
We do realize.
We have time for one more for 3 or 4 minutes. Young lady, would you come up and identify yourself for the record, please?
For the record, my name is Patricia Wyatt. I'm representing the Juno Douglas High School Student Lobbyist Group. We had a student council conference this past fall, and during this conference our biggest issue that we dealt with was the student loan problem. We realized that there was a problem, and we spent the entire time trying to devise a solution, but we were finding it too difficult because we didn't have our entire schools behind us to tell us how they felt. So we organized our student lobbyist group to come up with a solution. We represent all of Southeast Alaska, and we conducted a poll in December. Other schools throughout the state will be conducting a similar poll before the end of the year. But we have the results of the poll. Some of the major things that kids wanted to change or were willing to have changed, because everybody realized that changes were necessary to keep funding for this program available, were raised interest rates and reducing maximum loan amounts, but those have been addressed already today as not very feasible solutions. Another one which students supported was to reduce the forgiveness clause to 25%. Because when students get out of college, it's so hard to find a job. The forgiveness clause really is necessary for those of us who are planning to move back to Alaska, but we would be willing to give up a portion of that forgiveness clause. Also, the poll was conducted before the commission required the $500 contribution towards tuition, but that was one of those which got 37.2% of the students voted for that change in policy. The one thing that we want to stress is that we do need to maintain a strong student loan program in Alaska, because when we apply for financial aid outside of Alaska, most Alaskan students are turned down because our parents make so much money. So we need to maintain a student loan program and be able to obtain money from the state so that we aren't turned down on a federal basis.
Very good, Patricia.
That was excellent. Patricia, I'm not sure I quite understood, though. Was the, did they endorse increasing the interest rate? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Or they supported that concept?
To 6.5%, that debt to 8% was too much.
Excellent.
But we have copies of the statistics.
Yeah. Would you please supply that for this committee? We'll get a copy. And we appreciate the work that you're doing. After all, your group is going to be very effective. So it's very appropriate that you're looking at these problems. I wish I had presented myself that well the first time I testified.
Yeah. I think
very
all
well
all
done.
Great.
Are there questions further than Pat? Thank you very much, Emily. I'm glad to see that you're doing it, and I would appreciate that. Is there another student? I hate to shut anybody off, but I think you can see my problem with other committees coming up. There's another student that just has to be heard. If any of you have testimony that you'd like to turn in, please supply it to me. We'll see that every member of the committee and Representative Beckley gets a copy. And I don't know whether we are appreciative of Representative Beckley or should be angry with him. But we're awfully glad to be working with you and to try to help find some answers. We're going to depend on students and everyone else to participate. So thank you very much for that, for the questions. This is a minor miracle.